There was a time when some considered Las Vegas to be the height of American entertainment. Remember the Rat Pack and the showgirl extravaganzas with their feathered headdresses and fishnet stockings? That chapter of American history came to an end this week when the curtain rose for the last time on the show called Jubilee. Fred Wasser of Nevada Public Radio offers this appreciation.
Jubilee did have male performers.
Am I the luckiest guy in Vegas or what? Surrounded by all these beautiful women.
That's what the show was all about. Beautiful women and their costumes.
My jewels, Dubai. Oh, and my shoes, they're from Rome. Do you like them?
The women went through 8 to 12 costume changes in a show that packed in at least as many different routines into about 90 minutes. From a patriotic medley to the story of Samson and Delilah, even the Titanic. A huge ship filled the stage. It even sank. Diane Palm, the current company manager, was a showgirl when Jubilee launched almost 35 years ago.
The sets were tremendous. They were huge. I'd never seen anything like that before. The costumes were absolutely glorious.
They were designed by Bob Mackie and his colleague, Pete Menefee.
This is one of two principal women in the Act One finale.
He's leafing through a pile of costume sketches destined for the Nevada State Museum. This one shows a woman dressed in an outfit decorated with 300 chandelier crystals and as many pheasant feathers. She's also topless.
She is topless. They were both topless. They were very beautiful.
Menefee has designed clothes for showbiz royalty across the generations. Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson. But topless showgirls stumped him.
Well, the first time I had to sit down and draw a lady who was in an evening gown with her boobs out, I just sat down and thought, you know, this is either going to be very prurient or people are just going to laugh at it.
Instead, this eye candy extravaganza was great box office. John Katsoulimidis is a columnist for the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly Magazine.
If you could have a show that it would appeal to the entire family and yet be topless, it was Jubilee. You know, it's funny because he didn't feel like it was a naughty show at all.
In fact, his former colleague wrote a few years ago, quote, "Think the Lawrence Welk show or the Love Boat with breasts."
It is a throwback show. It seems trapped in time.
And that may have been its problem. Caesars Entertainment, which owns Jubilee, isn't saying why the show closed, but it was expensive to produce. And there's a lot of more contemporary competition. 8 Cirque du Soleil shows are running concurrently in Las Vegas right now. Still, Katsoulimidis says,
Jubilee should be a landmark, a historic landmark of the state of Nevada and the county of Clark and the city of Las Vegas.
The city and its shows attract performers from around the world. Marianne Peakey came from California and still lives here. She joined Jubilee at the beginning of its run.
I have a thick album of pictures. This was the Elvis costume. We did a tribute to Elvis, and we wore bows and little miniskirts.
She's not topless in this picture, but she remembers being asked.
I said yes.
Peakey performed in Jubilee for 3 years before retiring. She feels sorry for all of the women who were losing their jobs.
It's not easy to transition from being a performer to what we call civilian life. I don't know what they're going to do. And I'm sad for Las Vegas entertainment in general because they're going to miss a beautiful show.
But this entertainment capital is an elastic, ever-changing place. And Jubilee, or something like it, could come back if people ever get sick of Cirque du Soleil. For NPR News, I'm Fred Wasser in Las Vegas.